the 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. I got a new pair of shoes. They make me much taller. It's completely messed up my camera.
Got some heels?
Yes. Yes. No, there are these... I'm really excited about them. There's some new Air Maxes that I got on Poshmark. The 10 o'clock hour.
So are that, does that mean they're used?
I mean, theoretically, but I don't think they were. I think they were purchased and never worn. You want to see them?
Used right. Shoes.
Max needs... Well, why are you... like, I don't think... You make me take my shoes off when I come to your house. But then you're wearing your shoes... flouting around the house.
Well, look, there's no dirt on the bottom.
It's a good looking pair of shoes.
Packers colors.
That's a nice pair of shoes.
Yeah. You a Packers fan?
No, I didn't know you were a Packers fan.
Different team that has the similar colors and their facilities are in
Packer
the
shoe right
similar
there.
Region.
Yeah. Baylor.
Yeah, Baylor. That's it.
Oh, the Baylor Bears.
Sick 'em.
Wildy's a Bears fan, huh?
Sick 'em. Yeah, sick 'em. Tausch, I appreciate you and Brian educating me. I'm not going to write that story because I don't know how the heck to write it. This.
I'm scared about that smoke. You don't want none of that smoke.
No, I don't think it's that. It's that, like, it's just not a concept I understand. Like, I feel like there's a fine line between, hey, you always have to compete for your job and you always have to do good work. I feel like. Again, I understand that the NFL is not comparable to most other jobs, but I think in general, everyone feels if they're good at what they do, feels an internal pressure to do a good job and not be complacent. I mean, you know, for whatever job this is, right, it is not the hardest job in America. We are really lucky to do what we do. But I don't get complacent. I don't want to be lazy. Like, I don't want, because I have that same imposter syndrome concern about being replaced as anybody else does. And so I don't get complacent. But I don't think Zach Tom has shown any evidence of complacency. And I will ask Steno the next time I can talk to him privately, hey, help me understand what this is. Because I don't get it.
Yeah. I like that. Are you, when will you be able to talk to players? Because not only Zach Tom, but Sheed Walker,
yeah.
Sean Ryan, all three of those guys, that would be the story.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you how to write.
No,
but
you're
that
right.
To me is your story.
It is, without a question. Yep, it is. I'd also like to talk to Aaron Banks, who has yet to speak to the media.
Like, well, they're probably trying to hide it. They don't want to announce those things.
Nate Hobbs did a little press availability when he arrived in town, but no Banksy. So we haven't even spoken to him yet. I'm eager to ask him how he feels about wearing a legendary number and how he's going to handle that pressure.
Lane Taylor's, yeah.
Indeed, Lane Taylor. So I don't know. It's just, to me, it's a fine line between making people feel valued and appreciated and still having competition. And I just, if I'm a guy going into a final year of a contract, I'm obviously not going to half-ass it because I'm playing for my financial future.
What's your deal today? You're dropping the A word. That's like your sixth A-bomb that you've dropped.
Is it?
I don't know like what the deal is. You're like being a tough guy today because that's your sixth A-bomb that you've dropped.
I didn't know we were counting. Maybe it's more like three.
I think one is usually, okay, I get that, but that's like five or six, and I'm kind of like, I wonder what's going on with you. Like, you're really upset about something.
Issues with my father.
God.
Come on, that was funny.
Whoa, all right. Nelly! That looked bad, but... Unfortunately, I think there's probably some truth with that. That's what isn't. That's what makes it not funny.
We need to play double trivia.
Oh, thank God!
Thank God! Oh my God!
Come on, that was I was proud of that one.
Father's Day trivia. Father's Day. What do you do with your kids?
Where's Wildy?
Not go to the Dells. Okay.
Jesse, we're playing double trivia. You're sending that to me separately, so I don't even know what the categories are right now.
It is
geography.
Wisconsin Geography Thursday.
It's not Wednesday, bro.
We were ready
but it
yesterday,
is
bro. But we it didn't do it yesterday because we had all of our great guests join us, and we were up against
That's
the
why
clock.
Jesse drove up to the Dells, is because he wanted to learn more about the topography
I was scouting
of the
for
geography
some trivia
of
answers.
Outside
yeah.
of Dane County.
I was scouting for some trivia. That's exactly what I did yesterday. Yep. So okay. Two contestants for double Wisconsin Geography Wednesday on a Thursday trivia, and I wrote them all.
Oh, no. Up North,
Joe?
Nope. Nobody.
What's going on?
Holiday week. He's getting ready. We're
holiday week, and he's probably up north.
His new father.
Getting his golf game ready for Sunday. Yeah.
All right. Which colors would you like then, since you did all the work?
Nice round numbers. 10 and 20.
Oh, you're feeling it right now.
Oh, everybody.
Like after that caller 22 thing and the phone lines lit up, you're like, this show's super popular. We could ask for bigger numbers, but not too big because I don't want to answer too many calls.
Wisconsin geography trivia is always our most popular. The phone lines always light up the most, but especially with this Vortex swag bag featuring the rangefinder, these have been a hot commodity for our trivia contestants.
I could have used one of those yesterday. I smoke a 6-iron. I thought I hit it right where I needed to, and my measurements were off. Like, the yardage, not where it needed to be. And then I didn't factor in, does the Vortex rangefinder, does it factor in wet ground and elevation and all of the things that rangefinders do? Because the ground is sloppy. Obviously, it rained a ton. Does it factor that in, too, with the rangefinder?
I don't have one. I thought it just tells you how far away you are from your
Yeah, but there's slope, and then there's all these other things that come into play, too.
Hmm. I think that's the operator of the rangefinder that has to factor those things in. Caller 10 and caller 20 will have their chance to have a chance to win the Vortex rangefinder and swag bag. Caller 10 and caller 20, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We will play Will Diatoush, Wisconsin Geography Wednesday on a Thursday trivia coming up. If you did miss yesterday's show, you missed a lot. Robert Brooks, Dorsey Levens, Bryce Paup, or as I like to call him, Bryce Pop. And, of course, the Magic Man, Don Mikowski. They all joined us. You can find all those interviews and the entire show at your fingertips on the ESPN Wisconsin app. All new, your state, your teams, your ESPN, live listening, show replays, exclusive content. It's all on the new ESPN Wisconsin app. So find the new ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores. Trivia is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around. You can see the time. Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back.
It is time, with a little help from our friends at Vortex Golf, for trivia.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
So you know I love first-time contestants. Love them. We don't have any today. But you know what? There's also something to be said for veterans.
A couple of wily old veterans on the mound here.
Guys have done this, been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, maybe even won
These guys
an
served
ESPN
in the
Wisconsin
military?
Prize pack or two. I'm sorry?
These guys served in the military? Oh, you said veterans. So these guys served in the military? These cats? Because Memorial Day is obviously coming up. I want to make sure we're very thankful and doing that, right?
veterans of the Wildy and Tausch trivia battles.
Oh, of trivia. Oh,
I don't think veterans are exclusive to who served our country.
No, you're right. I just, the way it came out, I was like, oh, great. You know, with Memorial Day coming up, I love the fact that we got a couple veterans.
I can't wait for the next time you bring up a veteran player in the Packers offense and we get after you for, oh, you mean the military? Oh.
I'm not sure I love your impression of me. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm sure that I love that.
That's
you
when you're being obtuse.
All right, let's welcome in our contestants. Caller 10 is Tucker in Wausau. Tucker, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Many wounds from battle of Wildy and Tausch trivia over the years. No prize pack won yet.
Just to clarify, you have not been in combat, correct?
In combat?
I have not.
No. Oh, who's doing all the correcting these days, by the way?
I am. Tucker, you're telling me, as great of a fan as you've been of our show and a diligent trivia contestant, you have not even won a prize pack?
That is correct, sir.
Wow. And now he is competing the prize pack of prize packs from Vortex. Uh-huh. Let's go. All right.
Here is our other veteran trivia contestant. I don't know his military service record. I do know that I thanked him for his service and for driving from Monroe to the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. It is Jeff in Monroe. Jeff, I salute you. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch Trivia, sir.
Thank you. My dad served in Korea. That count?
It does. I think that makes you eligible for from some of those commercials I see during games.
Yeah.
It also makes you eligible to use those financial institutions. Yeah. All right, here we go. Here's trivia. Tucker.
Denny's Diner Insurance.
Jeez. Tucker, question one. Paul Bunyan's Cook Shanty, Timber Falls Mini Golf, and the Just a Game Fieldhouse are all attractions found in which of these Wisconsin cities? Is it
Wisconsin Dells?
Also, apparently, Denny's Diner. Question one, Jeff. The National Railroad Museum, Tundra Lodge, and Bay Beach Amusement Park are all attractions.
Veterans. That's
what you get when you get veterans. They don't mess around.
These cats aren't. There ain't nobody messing around. These cats are ready to play.
They're pouncing.
They are ready to play.
Clock management, hello.
All right, question two, Tucker. Latitude, Italy! Which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest south? Farthest south. Is it Jackson, Judah, or Janesville? This one ain't no joke.
No, it is not.
hard to jump the answer when it's latitudinally. I'm going to go with Jackson.
Jackson Churio, who Homer wants to trade, is not correct. Judah. Broadhead, that's Judah region.
Yeah, one of the great hyphenators.
Pretty close to the border.
Yep. So is Janesville, though, so it was tricky. There's no doubt about it. Question two, a Jeff. A longitudinally!
By the way, Janesville to Rockford, that's just like a snap, skip, and a jump. And you're there. Yep. Oh, right there. Yeah.
I think that's where I stopped at Quick Trip while you two were giving me the finger and filming me as
we
drove.
That would be correct.
Yeah, we were trying to moon you.
Longitudinally, Jeff, which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest west? Farthest west. Is it Kaukauna, Kenosha, or Kimberly?
Oh, is that tough?
These are not gimmies.
Those are all east.
They are, but Judah, one
six
is
miles
farther
from
west.
Monroe, so that would have been easy.
You should have got in 10.
Tough draw.
10,
yeah. Yeah, I should have. Kakana.
A valiant effort, my friend. But
it's got to
no.
be Kimberly, right?
It is Kimberly. Well done.
Good job. Okay.
All right, we got one wrong answer and one right answer for each of you. Now, question three. Tucker, is this? Tausch was inspired by Tuesday's trivia contestant to drive up to Randolph for a fish fry this Friday night. At Burger King. Driving north.
I got a baseball game Friday night.
Okay.
I can't go to Randolph Friday.
I think this is trivia fiction.
Yes.
Oh,
it's a word problem.
I'm starting to wonder, how does Jesse know that we're going to Randolph and I can't even
go? It's a word problem.
Continue. My bad.
You are a veteran. Driving north.
How many burgers are there?
Okay. Whoa, Nelly!
Driving north on Highway 151 from Madison. Which highway would Tausch exit on to take the rest of the way to Randolph?
I think I know this one.
Which highway would Tausch exit on to take the rest of the way to Randolph? Is it Highway 60, Highway 73, or Highway 26?
My first, when before you said options, was 60. I got to stick with it. I'm going 60. I need more stuff in central Wisconsin. 60, hey.
Yeah. I'm here to tell you that I assume Jesse just feels an internal pressure with such a great prize to make the questions harder. Because we all of us who've driven 151, we know there's an exit for Highway 60. We know there's one for 73. We know there's one for 26.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know which ones are which either, and I drive that
more often.
I think
it's 73. I'm going to guess 73.
You are correct again, Kimberly.
I can't give Jesse grief on this. It was a fair question.
Yeah, it's hard.
It was fair.
It's not easy,
Tucker,
though.
Obviously, being up in Wausau, it's a little...
He's at a disadvantage.
Jeff had one that would have been a gimme for him. He didn't get it. They should have done it. They should have been able to, I think,
whenever
we do double trivia now, swap. I think you can say, I don't like this question. I am willing to swap.
Pass.
Just like Joe Douglas did with Goody, we shouldn't incorporate the question swap on double trivia. I think we need to do that.
Always looking to improve things. Question three, Jeff, is this. Tausch was inspired. Did you write these during the show?
This was during Bulaga's appearance, yes. This one in particular.
Appreciate you paying attention to what the big fella had to say. Tausch was inspired by our conversation in the first segment to drive up to Wisconsin Dells for breakfast tomorrow morning at Denny's Diner. From Madison...
Pay attention here. This is a tricky one.
He drives north on the interstate highway shared by I-39, I-90, and I-94. When he
big
gets
wreck yesterday, had to get off early because of the
that
big
was
wreck.
Tough. Yeah, delayed.
Hope everybody's okay. When he gets to the split near Portage.
Oh.
Which shared interstate highway does Tausch remain on to get to the Dells?
Oh, I know this one.
Is it I-39/90? Is it I-90/94? Or I-39/94? Oh.
It would have been a layup for Tucker.
Yep. Tucker would have killed this
one.
Swap.
Can I just say it was great meeting you guys in Rockford? That was a real treat for me.
You were very nice that day.
Mm-hmm. We love having you
Jesse,
guys. We're going to be down
the favor
there again.
With these questions, yeah.
We're going to be down there again.
You guys
don't ask Tausch the date,
June,
though. Because,
June 18th, we'll be
because
back.
He didn't have the right date for the stretch fam either.
Tentatively
the wedding. I'm not going to be able to make it on the 18th. Darn it. That wedding is the 21st.
Yeah, you got a lot to get ready.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
Move
that wedding is coming.
Yeah. Can't wait. Can't wait for it. All right. I-3990, I-9094, or I-3994?
9094.
All right. That was a process right there. All right, Tucker, first of all, you got one. That gives you two entries into the drive, but all it takes is one, and you've got two, so you've got a chance. You've got a chance to have a chance at the Vortex Golf Rangefinder and Swag Bag. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate your loyalty to the show. Sorry it didn't go better for you.
Ah, that's all right. Jesse should know these locations of callers and tailor these double to where they are.
Uh-huh. Totally agree.
Geography, Wisconsin Wiz.
I agree. I'm with you. I'm Team Tucker.
And I think pick swaps need to be in play. I do.
All right. Meanwhile, Jeff, you got two out of three. That means you got three of the possible four entries into tomorrow's drawing. If we don't talk to you before the nuptials, congratulations again. And good luck in the drawing, buddy.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
I'm glad he pulled that last one out because it sounded like he was a little bit down on us after he'd made that long trek to see us in person in Rockford and then felt like maybe the questions were tough. But
is that what you sensed? I didn't sense that.
I'm not sure. Maybe I'm projecting.
Well, you made a pretty bold statement.
He seemed kind of downtrodden. That's why he went with before his answer to the question. Did I mention how great it was to see you guys down at Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
I remember watching like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and every time the contestant would start to say, you know, Regis, it's been great being here with you, and then I'm going to get this one wrong.
So
I'm going to guess, and we'll see what happens. Yeah, that felt like what that was.
All right. Well,
how far away are we, do you think, from artificial intelligence and like holograms to having Regis, who obviously passed away a while ago, I'm 90% sure on that, having him back as a host?
Is like, that
do
what you
think
want?
That's going to be something?
He died July 25th, 2020.
I think that's something that could be
age of 88.
Trebek comes back to host Jeopardy.
I don't want that. I'm out on the holograms. Sorry.
Well, it's coming. So tough luck. It's going to happen. Okay.
Well, would that apply if you decided to pursue other interests? You're still healthy,
sure.
Wealthy, and wise.
I think you end up.
But would we keep doing the show with a hologram?
I think you end up selling your hologram and getting paid in a hologram form. Yeah, I don't know how that all works.
Bitcoin?
Somebody smarter than me will figure it out.
All right. We want to get to some of the things that Matt LaFleur said with Kay Adams yesterday. We will do that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Fun times playing trivia. Thanks again to Vortex Golf. We're so happy to have them on board and so appreciative of their great prize pack that they're giving away each week on our program. I watched the entirety. You know, I missed Good Morning America this morning because I was watching this instead. But I watched the full conversation between Kay Adams and Matt LaFleur, including learning that Wikipedia has the wrong middle name for Matt LaFleur. Which I didn't realize. His middle name is Robert, not Patrick. I've never used either one of those. We just always use the middle initial J, whether that's your middle initial or not. But I noticed that Kay, with her glasses on, did not get a, every time I hear someone say number one receiver, I want to vomit response when she brought it up. Unlike me, who a year ago got that in training camp, even though it wasn't really a question about that, but not that I'm bitter or holding a grudge in any way, Matt LaFleur. But didn't get a great answer on whether or not having a or lacking a clear-cut number one wide receiver is a headache. Here is how that was answered by Matt LaFleur.
Is there a headache to not having a labeled, this is my number one guy? Any headache to that?
Is there a headache for it?
Yeah, like because you have to, you know, there's you have to answer these questions about
oh,
it.
Oh no, yeah, I don't really care.
You don't care, yeah.
With you. Yeah, what people think. Care. I just care what we think in our building, and I think we've got a lot of great options, mm-hmm. and I think we have the versatility to put people at the point of attack and have confidence that they're gonna go out there and make the play. Do I think there's another level for our guys? Absolutely. Do I think we can do a better job as coaches putting them in different positions? No doubt about it. But I when I view a receiving core as a group, I kind of look at more like you would a basketball team in terms of just you want the versatility amongst the group to be able to put these guys in different positions. And like I said, I think we got a really deep room, and there's going to be a lot of competition in that room to catch a lot of balls.
So those are all things he said before. The basketball analogy I always enjoy because then I immediately am thinking, okay, is Jaden Reed the shooting guard? Is Christian Watson the five? Is Dontavian Wicks the stretch four? Like, who's
you're looking
who?
At, if I may interject, you're looking at this in the completely wrong way. He brings
Thanks.
Up this basketball analogy, and ask the Milwaukee Bucks if you want five journeymen or if you want Giannis. Or ask the Lakers if they want Luka Doncic and LeBron James or if they want seven Luke Waltons.
What did Luke Walton do?
That's how. Well, no, nothing Luke Walton did, but let's just be honest about what we're doing.
Not enough. That's the point.
You want to have a couple of stars. You want difference makers. So as he's answering that question, I'm thinking to myself, first off, he's getting to be, you could tell he is. Just think of how far he's come when he was like stuttering all over himself and just nervous. Now he's asking himself questions. That's
yeah,
the veteran move.
I love it.
You just sit there and you say, do I want to have somebody emerge? Should our coaches be better? Your own coach, Jason Vrabel, said guys are going to rise up and whoever gets paid is going to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't want to do, and this is where the basketball analogy is really good. What you don't want is to have a guy that isn't a star, is a nice player, but you pay the league max to. Mm. That's where you get big boy trouble. So if you're going to play the basketball analogy, I want Michael Jordan. I want Scottie Pippen. I'm fine if I have Bill Wennington, but I can't have five Bill Wenningtons. I need to have a Jordan or a Pippen if I want to go win six championships. Now, if I want to have a cute little run and win a couple regular season games, yeah, I'll have Horace Grant. I'll have Johnny Paxson. Hey, I'll even grab Craig Hodges. Okay? But you know what? If I have that as my cast, I ain't winning no divisions, and I certainly am not going to be the six-time defending champions of Chicago. I'm not going to have that. I love that announcer that did that, the pregame warm-up. 6'6 guard from North Carolina. You aren't doing that for Bill Wennington. And right now, the Green Bay Packers, listen, man, I know Michael Jordan ain't walking through that door. But I certainly am hoping we have a Scottie Pippen. And I'm all right if we get ourselves a Dennis Rodman. Like, I am all right with all of that. But I don't want to sit here and say, what was the guy's name? Gashke, Pinsky. There was some guy that was.
What on earth are you doing right now?
Ed Pinckney is the guy I'm thinking of. Just guys
Easy
on the end
Ed.
Of the bench that are nice. They're going to come in and make a block, But they're not going to be out there when the money's on the table. I think Matt LaFleur is on to something here, and he knows in his heart of hearts he doesn't want just some mediocre cast of characters at wideout. He wants to establish himself with a Rodman, a Pippen, a Jordan, and he wants to be, as he also said on that, great players make great coaches. I heard him say that on Kay Adams. Let me tell you something. Phil Jackson and all of his zen, he ain't doing nothing. If he is dealing, and this is not an offense to the the late 90s, early, mid-2000s Bucks teams you covered, Todd Day and Lee Mayberry,
mm-hmm.
and Andy Griffith and Barney Fife, he ain't winning. Phil Jackson ain't winning all those championships, and he is not known as the great coach if he doesn't have Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, a few things.
Do
to
I
clean
make
up.
Myself clear?
No, not super clear. Actually, you're
A lot of names.
First of all, just for public clarification, the Chicago Bulls public address announcer, whose imitation was that was terrible. And now,
and let go!
The starting lineup,
the
world champion, the Chicago Bulls. Sidney does a better imitation than you do. His name.
I'll tell you what. For
Ray,
someone that doesn't like to be criticized, you certainly love Johnny Red Kerr. Wasn't that who did that?
No.
Johnny Red Kerr?
Ray Clay. Johnny
Ray
Red
Clay?
Kerr was the color guy on the WGN broadcast with Wayne Larrivee. Remember when we did all the stuff?
Man, did Wayne have a run?
So here's the funny thing. I looked up Ray Clay because I wanted to get that right. From North Carolina, at guard, 6'6", Michael Jordan. He got fired by the Bulls because when Jordan came back as a member of the Wizards, he wanted to announce him like Michael Jordan, like he did when he was a Bull, and management told him he had to announce him just like any other opposing player on the other team, and it got him fired, which is amazing.
That's dumb.
I couldn't agree more.
You know what? Put that down as the Billy Goat curse and everything else. It's the Ray Clay curse.
There you go. I'm with you. Secondly, I love what you said about the you want your Michael Jordan, you want your Luka Doncic, because you love saying his name, your Nikola Jokic, but I understand what Matt LaFleur was going for there. He wants guys that are different shapes and sizes like a basketball team would be, right? A guard size, a four, a five, et cetera. I just don't know if they have any dominant Giannis player and if they care if they do or they don't, because they sure act like they don't. So,
well, it's because they don't.
I like the
analogy.
What
are you going to do? If you don't, you act like you do. And if you do, you don't act like you don't.
Well, to me, you try and get a guy and give him the opportunity to become that. And maybe that's what they've done with Matthew Golden.
Yeah,
we've got another segment.
I'm sure Matt LaFleur doesn't want Michael Jordan or Scottie Pippen. I'm sure he's saying, you know what, man, just give me a bunch of Craig Hodges.
He apparently didn't want Devontae Adams enough.
Well, you don't know if he didn't or if the Gutenhater didn't.
Well, they didn't as a team, clearly didn't want him. And Kay Adams touched on that as well. I need to touch on the fact that it's the Steinhoffel's Memorial Day mattress sale. It's on right now. So if you've been thinking about a mattress, now's the time. Great deals to be had. Save up to $900 on select adjustable base sets, plus get up to $300 in Steinhoffel's cash. And you can take advantage of Steinhoffel's special 60-month financing. Get a queen or Tempur-Pedic mattress for only $48 a month or a Beautyrest Black mattress for only $36 per month. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Another clip from Matt LaFleur talking about the wide receiver room. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Badgers.
There are moments where it feels like you're close, but taken holistically, those look like blips.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
To win a championship, you have to consistently be that team.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Matt LaFleur also discussing with Kay Adams on Up and Adams how this group is taking on some leadership roles. Now, again, I'm not there. I don't know exactly what it looks like. It sounded a little bit to me like there's been some questions about the dynamic in the wide receiver room, and I'm here to tell you it's great. But he did mention
preemptive strike, eh?
Eh?
Preemptive strike.
Take off, eh? Yeah. You hoser. He did mention Romeo Doubs by name. So here is Matt LaFleur again with Kay Adams.
I do think we have a very, very competitive receiver room. I think it's as deep as anybody in the league. And I love how our guys go out there and compete and push each other. And, you know, it's been pretty cool to watch and watch the veterans, although that there's a first rounder coming in the room. There's a third rounder coming in the room. Just how they've embraced those guys and, you know, taking them in and, they're coaching them up out on the field. Shoot, we were out there earlier today and I went over to tell Matthew something about one of his routes. And I was just about to start talking and then Romeo Doubs grabbed him and started talking. And I said, hey, you talking about the Dover? He's like, yeah. And I said, all right, you got him. So, but that's a pretty cool thing to watch these guys. That's something that we're stressing with our team. We have a young team. We've had the youngest team the last 2 years and just, it's important, I think, just to develop the leadership that is needed that when you get into those, you know, tough division games or playoff type games, that you have a player-led team that can help get you through those tough moments.
I know that I've been accused of liking drama once or twice. Some have told me they're not in the mood for it tonight. But what the hell is he going to say? I gotta be honest, our guys, they're still pretty pissed off that we drafted two wide receivers. It might have been a mistake because I don't think we're gonna get the best out of them. I think they're really mad and they're kind of pouting. I heard Mark Shimura on ESPN Milwaukee say, I'm not playing. I think that's exactly how they feel. But look, I hope that's true, right? Because if you care about the Packers, you want them to succeed. You want these guys embracing that both challenge and that leadership role. But again, just because he says it doesn't necessarily mean that everything is hunky-dory and they're all singing kumbaya and everyone's okay with some of their snaps getting eaten up by other guys, right? No, or am I wrong?
I think the anecdote happened. I don't know if LaFleur is going to make up an anecdote.
No, I don't think so either. I agree with you. Yep.
Okay, so that part of it I think is true, and I would bet, and I know Jaden Reed didn't say anything. I want to make sure that's clear. I know Drew Rosenhaus did, and you have those conversations. Do I think Jaden Reed is happy about Matthew Golden and Savion Williams getting drafted? No, I don't. I don't think he was happy at all. But that doesn't mean he's going to pout and be a baby. Now, some of the stuff that came out, I don't have that big of a problem with it. Again, I go back to feel your feelings and go about your business. Mm-hmm. Romeo Doubs, I'm glad he's there. I know there was some speculation by Jason that he maybe wasn't. He's there, according to Matt LaFleur, which is good.
It is good.
It is time to show up. And you now, this whole, well, they're young and all this other stuff, and I think LaFleur, I think we got to that yesterday. It's time, man. Like, you're either going to be that cream rising to the top or you're not. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, you can find a role and you can do a lot of great things with milk.
Oh, no.
You can just do a lot more great things with cream.
Oh, no.
You can.
Twice in
so
one week?
So it comes back to... Well, that's a great quote.
You swallow it?
Jaden Reed, I think Jaden Reed is looking at this, and I think he is going to approach this in a, I want to rise to the top.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a part of the team that makes this sweet, sweet butter that is going to be their that's going to be put on our championship bread. That's what he wants, and this anecdote, I think it's kind of cool. Now you see if there's other guys are going to jump on board and grow up
mm-hmm.
and become the ice cream, the custard, all of the great things that we all love as dairy consumers in that bulk tank we call the wide receiver room at a Green Bay Packers.
Sooner or later, though, it's about getting paid, and there's a bunch of guys that is a factor, and let's not pretend that it's not. They all want to be standing there.
Oh, it's here. No, by the way, it's here. But, Jason, it's about responding and not just sitting there, I'm just going to tread until I get out of here. I got to get to a different bulk tank. No, no, no. Climb it. Get up to the top, baby, and then let Brian Gutekunst and Russ Ball skim all that good cream in the form of paying me a big-time contract. That's what these guys are trying to do.
Are you done now?
I think so. Well, I thought finishing it off with this bulk tank we call the receiver room, I thought was gold. And I was kind of hoping for a little bit more of a...
You've become very needy in terms of affirmation.
It was so good.
Yeah, I have. It's been just sitting here around you for 9 years. I have unfortunately taken some of your qualities, and that's one of them. Oh, tell me how great I am. Tell me.
Yeah, that's me. I need to be told how great I am. I'm going to tell you how great.
I'm glad you finally acknowledged that. That's good. It's taken you a while.
I can tell
you how
great
the Packers. I don't make predictions, but I said that the Packers were going to struggle and then make a run for a champ.
Hey,
that's what you do.
It's 11-12. Stop, please.
Stop what?
Talking.
You brought it up, not me. I don't know what to tell you.
I brought it up. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring up the fact that Associated Bank doesn't need me to tell them how great they are. They know how great they are, but they need me to tell you how great they are so you can make the switch to Associated Bank the way Paula and the girls and I did. Great customer service. Yes, if you're a sports fan, there's no better place to be. Packers checking, Badgers checking, Brewers checking. It's awesome. I have a regular old Associated Bank card. I don't have any team logos on it, but I have the great customer service that comes with being an Associated Bank customer, and you can be as well. Go to AssociatedBank.com. Find out more about early pay, where you get access to your direct deposit from your employer up to 2 days early. Find out more about credit monitoring to make sure your credit score is where you need it to be to have the spending power that you need, and fraud protection. I experienced it myself. They were on top of it like that without an issue. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.